There are numerous agencies and nonprofits in Charlotte that help residents with their rent, utility bills, housing, and other emergency needs. Last year, a new crisis assistance program joined those ranks, and it's run by Charlotte's Police Department. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
CMPD officer Rick Zorb saw a lot of tough things in the middle of the night during his 3 years of patrols in South Charlotte in high-crime areas.
I would run into these families where I would see kids literally sleeping on the floor, not have food in the refrigerator, not have jackets, not have blankets to put over them at night. And I wanted to help.
But Zorb couldn't do much for them. On one occasion last year, he says he used his own money to buy groceries for a destitute family. The gesture made it to social media somehow, and a local auto dealer wrote him a check so he could help more people. Zorb received other donations from businesses, and that's how the CMPD Emergency Needs Fund was born.
I took the funds that people wanted to use to help people and be able to empower the police officers to be able to see those people in need and be able to use that money right then.
Initially, the fund served families only in his patrol area, but after seeing the difference it was making, Zorb asked Chief Putney if he could go citywide with it. Putney agreed. He spoke about it at a recent press conference.
I wish I could claim this idea, but he's smarter than I. But he also saw a need before I did. So Officer Rick Zorb came to me because, interestingly enough, he knew what it was like to go to bed hungry, and he wanted to be part of the solution.
Zorb, a California native, says at 14, his divorced mom was bedridden and he was pretty much on his own. He dropped out of school in the 10th grade. He says when his mom recovered, she demanded he go back to school. He refused and left home, living with friends at times, homeless and without food at others. In his late 30s, Zorb got his GED so he could become a police officer. He says his experiences as a teenager are why he's driven to help people. Donations to the fund totaled $25,000 last year. Zorb says it was enough for police officers to help about 50 families.
It doesn't matter if it was 3 o'clock in the morning, they have access to these funds to be able to help these people. Put them up in hotels. If it's 10 degrees outside and they're out there freezing under a bridge, that's what we use those funds for. And we use the funds a lot for food, shelter, blankets.
They've also developed a partnership with the group Beds for Kids. When officers come across children sleeping on a floor, they call the group for an immediate delivery of new beds and bedding. Zorb says they helped 24 families last year.
We will actually help unload the truck, put them in the home, so we can build that relationship back with the community. You know, and let the community know we care. We're people, too. We want to help.
Now Zorb runs the Emergency Needs Fund full-time and is on call 24/7 to approve officers' requests for assistance. He's still a sworn officer, but is no longer getting paid by his choice. Zorb wanted to devote himself full-time to the fund and can't afford to do so because he has a car dealership in Georgia. He says he's excited about the fund's future and noted that he's already raised more than half of what they received in donations last year. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.